Welcome to the Awakening to Abundance podcast. I'm your host, Athena. This podcast is more than a podcast. It's a transformative journey designed to help you awaken to your abundance, for you to discover what living the fullness of life means to you. As always, we're jumping right in with today's episode.
Here's another question and answer. Enjoy.
Okay, I am going to let you guys jump in, and we are going to do some question and answers today because there were more questions I wanted to get to. We didn't get to the other day. And again, coming to you from the Ritz-Carlton in Pentagon City, it's a new year. I'm loving all of these questions. No question is wrong. And yes, please continue to, if you have follow-up questions, put them in the group or message me directly. I'm here for you, as always. Okay, so I'm going to give you one more minute to come in. It's a little bit gray today. The sun is peeking behind the clouds, and it's kind of making this beautiful pinkish gray look, which is actually quite pretty. But it also doesn't help with natural lighting. But that's all right. All right, let's begin. So the first question that you all had was, what should I manifest first? And this is very personal to every individual. You get to manifest whatever it is that you want at any time. So there is no right way of or right start to manifestation. It is based purely on what your desires are. So yes, as you know, you have to have a desire that you want to manifest to begin manifesting. But as far as this specific manifestation needs to be manifested first, that's not really a thing. Now, with that being said, two things come to mind. The first is, if you are wanting to manifest being a reality TV star and you haven't done anything or moved toward that manifestation at all, know that it's going to take some time because it's such a big leap from where you are to where you want to go. There's going to be multiple inspired actions that will come along with your manifestation process. And at the same time, it's going to take some time. Sometimes, if we're available for it, we can quantum leap, but that is really about how available we are for that quantum leap. And if you're starting manifestation and you're asking this question, the quantum leap most likely won't occur for you right off the bat because you are still trying to wrap your brain around and your energy and your feeling state around what manifestation is in general. Start with something that you desire to be manifested that is small and attainable so that way you can kind of get, I won't say instant feedback, but more quick feedback that you can start training your brain. You can start training your feelings, your energy to align with the belief that manifestation works and that it can work for you. Also, the second thing that it brings to mind is when we first start to manifest, oftentimes, no matter if we are trying to align to our most authentic self or not, often our desires tend to be a little bit more surface level, which is a fine place to start. And when I say surface level, I also mean the hierarchy of needs. When our hierarchy of needs are being met, like food, shelter, which money tends to be one of those things that helps get food and shelter, that it tends to be, in the beginning, what most people are wanting to manifest. Money or building their business or thriving at work, getting a promotion. Because once you start there and you see, again, that this works, and then also that you are bringing in money and that it is safe to manifest and that this isn't some woo-woo thing, that you see it actually working for you in your life, you tend to expand and grow as you are in your manifestations and in the manifestation process into things that feel more aligned and more authentic and are expanded. So it's no longer, I need X amount for rent or a mortgage or to feed my family, all things that are definitely good desires to have manifested. But you'll see how they transform and transcend from there. So everyone starts where they're meant to start. And everyone has the manifestation process and journey that they are meant to have. So again, what should I manifest first? That's really a very personal decision for yourself. And there is no wrong or right answer for that. Let's go to the next question. So why isn't manifestation working? Okay, like most of these questions, a lot of the questions will have multiple answers. And this is very personal too, honestly. Even the question, actually, when it says manifestation isn't working, manifestation is always working. So in a sense, that question is not even a real question. Meaning that, like, you're always manifesting. We talked about this before. You are always manifesting every second of the day of your life. And what you are manifesting is what you believe is possible and available for you. So whatever inner thoughts, feelings, beliefs say is available to you is what is being outpictured in your life. So manifestation can feel like it's not working, but it actually is. It's just giving you more of what you believe. So if you have a desire that you're wanting to manifest and it's not coming, it's not quote unquote working, then there is something that you need to do with your thoughts and your feeling state and your energy to move you into the belief that the desire you have can be manifested. And we talk a lot about that in a lot of my courses with the three pillars of manifestation and the four-step method of seeing, observing what those limiting beliefs are and working through those. That is really where the nitty-gritty comes into also. Being able to observe when your mind says this manifestation is not working. Why isn't it working? To really observe, what is the next thought that you have? Does it say something like, well, this manifestation thing isn't working, or this desire isn't being manifested because blank? Pay attention to that, because that's the awareness. And or if you're having this thought and you get a feeling in your body, pay attention to that feeling in the body. And sometimes our brains and our bodies are so tricky because we'll be feeling sluggish or out of energy. And then all of a sudden, a thought will come in that says, why isn't this working? Or this isn't happening fast enough or whatever. And you can actually deepen into what's happening in your body. Perhaps the desire that you have that you want to manifest doesn't actually feel safe enough to manifest. And so your body is literally pumping out hormones and making you have feelings that are actually rejecting or pushing away energetically you becoming the match to your desire being manifested. So awareness is key, and it is the first step in the four-step method that I have for becoming aware of limiting beliefs and then changing them. So that way your energy changes. Your energy is your thoughts and your words and your emotions. It's your state of being and allows you to become more of the match. And that's where you're going to see where manifestation is actually working. And also, whoever asked that question, if you are wanting more information on which course would be good for you to drill down into this, let's talk about it. And let's talk about specifically what desire you're wanting to manifest, and we can see which course makes more sense for you. So make sure to message me. And the next question is, do I need a routine or special tools to manifest? Okay. So routine is helpful. I definitely have a morning routine, and a lot of people who do this kind of work have a routine. And so I'll say a few things about this. The first is, the way that I teach manifestation is that it's not something that you do necessarily, and it's not necessarily a practice that you have every day, although it starts out like that. But the more that you do this, the more that you realize that you are the manifester, you are the creator of your life. Just like I was saying earlier about, like, you're constantly manifesting, you actually can't help manifesting, you can't actually stop manifesting. That becomes more of a rooted, deeply rooted belief inside you. Pressure kind of comes off because you don't feel so much like you have to be constantly utilizing the tools or being in your morning routine. And at the same time, because this is your life and this is your state of being, just like exercise, like, you don't have to do it every single day. And you can do it every single day, and you can find what works for you. Maybe in your schedule or the way that you've chosen to live your life, Monday through Friday, super easy for you to do a morning routine, but Saturday and Sunday, you take a break, where you do something different, where you play with the morning routine and what it looks like, and you play with it whenever you need to, whenever you want to do something different or experiment with something different, and you allow yourself to do that. Because again, this isn't something that will ever end. This is who you are. And so just like everything else in life changes, the tools that you use or the routine that you have will change over time. And you get to decide what that looks like. Because again, you're not just the manifester of your life, you're the creator of your life. And so within manifesting, you get to be creative. You get to try new things. You get to expand on your desires that have been manifested. Try to think about this life as a long, beautiful life, and that you get to create, manifest every single day exactly what you want, and allow yourself to be more in the flow of that. And even if none of that resonates right now or makes sense, and you are in a place, especially if you're in the beginning of your manifestation journey and learning all this, then having a morning routine or some sort of routine, whenever that is during the day, and utilizing specific tools, especially the three pillars and the four-step method that I teach, and anything else that you read or come across that resonates for you, utilize them. And also, I'll say that even when it becomes more of a state of being and is just who you are, there will be life challenges that come along or major stressors in life that shake you up and bring you back to a place of devotion. I'll use that word as opposed to rigorous routine, but coming back to yourself, coming back home to where the answers truly are, where the manifestations, the true manifestations come from, that authentic part of you, that aligned part of you, that part of you that's connected to higher consciousness, the universe, God, whatever words you want to use. And obviously in those life challenges too, you will expand and grow, but it often is helpful to come home to the things that you've used previously that have worked, that are more intentional and come at a time where you're needing to go back to the well and allow that to be a bigger part of your life during life challenges. So again, it all ebbs and flows, and you will find what works for you during the times that you need it to. And that's another reason why these courses are so wonderful, because all of this is available to you for whenever you need to come back to it. So say that you are in more of a state of being, a way of living in manifestation, and you're not rigorously doing the routines or utilizing the tools as much, or not taking it step by step in the tools. You're just able to quickly run through the 4-step method, for example. And a life challenge comes to you, you can come back to this or the courses and rehear it. And not only will it help you get through what you're going through, but when you are at a different level of consciousness, once you've had more experience in your manifesting, the words that I say and the energy that is behind them and the way that you heard it the first time that helped you then all come together. And then when you hear it again, will deliver new insights to you because you have your own experience that is now part of the experience of re-listening to it. So that's always there for you. So hopefully that answered your question. Yes, in the beginning, a routine and special tools is important. And of course, that you get to experiment with that at any point in life, doing what feels good.
Thank you for listening to this podcast episode and being part of this community. I want to hear from you. Did something resonate with you in this episode? Are you experiencing awakenings or synchronicities in your life? Email me at podcast@abundancewithathena.com or DM me on Instagram at abundancewithathena and share with me your stories. And until next time, keep awakening to the abundance that's always within you.